Safe and fun for the whole family, 88.9 Shine FM. Good morning, Mount Mike. Checking in with Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Psychology and Education Center once again for Parenting Moments. Kimberly, February has been flying by here. How are you doing today?
I am doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Very nice. Well, we've had a great topic for the month of February, helping out moms and dads with some of your suggestions for some really great books. And this fourth book, and I like this title here, Decoding Boys, New Science Behind the Subtle Art of Raising Sons by Kara Natterson. Now, of course, I got two boys. I think I got them pretty figured out, but I might have to check this book out.
Yes. Well, I put this one on the list for you, Mike.
Nice. I like that.
I think it's really valuable. You know, I think that there's, if you look at book lists, there's so many more about raising girls than there are about raising boys.
Maybe it's tougher to raise those girls. I don't know. I have no idea.
But I think it's just so lovely when a quality book makes it onto the shelf that is really specific to raising sons.
Awesome.
And this book is, the author is pediatrician Kara Natterson, and her goal is wanting to help parents support their sons through the transition to puberty, which mostly begins when they're about 9 to 14 years old. So she talks about that despite the fact that many sons become quieter and more reserved in this period of time, it's even more important to keep an open line of communication available to them. And if parents are not the ones engaging in these sensitive conversations, you can count on the fact that their friends or the internet will.
Indeed.
So it's really important that boys who are becoming men get the proper and correct information surrounding their transition into puberty.
Oh, that puberty can throw a curveball
yes,
into things,
that's
hey?
Right. She also talks, you know, about practical suggestions. How do you start a conversation with them? What does good listening look like? How to turn off devices, grab teachable moments, how to explain things without lecturing. And I think one of the really important takeaways from the book is she talks about the importance of finding your surrogate. And this is the person who is another trusted adult that your son feels comfortable talking to when they won't talk to you.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I think that's extremely wise. And, you know, not just for those of us raising boys, but also raising girls is, again, finding those key mentors who can join us in this important task of raising our children well.
That's awesome. Well, I think the whole book is probably awesome, but just on that point where you said she'll teach you how to turn off those devices, I think that's worth the whole book right there.
Oh, I know. That is the 21st century parenting
indeed.
Dilemma.
But how in a lot of ways, those devices, they're still very helpful and kids need to know how to use them too, or they're going to be left behind. So,
yeah, but it is the dilemma,
yeah,
right? How do we keep them current and capable in a technology-rich world, but also keep them connected to human beings,
indeed,
not just tools.
You got her. Decoding Boys, New Science Behind the Subtle Art of Raising Sons by Kara Natterson. That wraps up our topic for February. Some great book suggestions there. Thank you so much, Kimberly. We'll have something new next week. But while we got a little bit of time here, let's talk about Eckert Psychology and Education Center.
Well, I just, again, want to remind listeners that we now have a south location. So you can visit us either in the north or south. And we continue to offer online services. And I want to say welcome back to Karen Shribney. So a psychologist that has worked for Eckert Center in the past has returned, and she comes with a really unique and important skill set. She is a registered psychologist, but also has a diploma in nutrition, and she specializes in nutrition and mental health.
Okay, I like that. A great team of people there. You can find out more about them when you book that appointment online, eckertcenter.com. And, of course, every week a chance to win a consultation with the team there. Kimberly, who's that going to today?
I'm going to go with caller number 6 today.
Nice. 276-8888. Caller number 6 right now. You'll get that. Again, do check out eckertcenter.com. And thank you so much for listening every Wednesday, Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert. I can't wait to find out the topic for March next week, Kimberly.
Thanks, Mike.
You have a great day.
You too.